The International Development Organization, WaterAid, is one of the main organizers of the Cairo meeting. Nelson Gamanda is the group's Pan-Africa Program Manager.
This is, we can say, highest level event on water and sanitation, and it brings together decision makers on the continent, particularly coming from the water sector from various countries in Africa.
WaterAid proposes that African governments commit to bringing water and sanitation services to 100 million more people by 2015.
In Africa, we can say that most of the countries are not making good progress to meet the Millennium Development Goal targets. The goals are, let's say, expiring in 2015. We have only some 3 years to get to the target, and we would like to encourage African governments to make some more effort, at least to reach more people in the time that is remaining.
He says only 7 countries are on target to meet the sanitation targets, 3 in sub-Saharan Africa and 4 in North Africa. But reaching an additional 100 million people would only solve part of the problem. WaterAid says in sub-Saharan Africa, nearly 600 million people lack access to adequate sanitation, and 335 million lack access to clean water.
The consequences or impact of this basically undermines the government's effort to meet other MDG targets, particularly in the health and also education sector. If we do not have access to safe water and sanitation, even in schools or even in their homes, it's very difficult for children, particularly even the girl child, to take advantage of education facilities, and that creates even more problems for Africa in future.
And then there's disease. WaterAid estimates 750,000 African children die every year from diarrheal diseases due to a lack of safe drinking water and sanitation. Gamanda says the credibility of African governments is at stake if they do not seize the opportunity to solve the problems.
We will continue running in circles, particularly in the circles of poverty. That is very risky in the sense that when you have rampant poverty, you always have problems with the crime, problems with some discontentment in the people, and in some cases you are likely to see some social unrest. And this is what we don't want to see in Africa.
The Africa Water Week meeting in Cairo ends May 19th. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.